You know, recording the intros for these podcasts is exhausting. We should just put up a sign
saying podcast starts now.
Yeah, we just point to the sign. We say the sign says it.
Well, it's audio. They can't see the sign. Gina, you told us something off the air moments ago that we said, okay, you have to share that with everybody.
That's pretty funny.
Yes. So last night, Landon and I were starting Zero Day, which is that new TV series on Netflix.
Okay.
I'm not doing good today with my like naming of things, but there's a well-known actor in it. Meet the Fockers, the dad.
Okay, that would be Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, yes.
Okay. See, guys, I am off today.
Okay, well, that's all right.
I apologize.
We'll help you fill in the gap.
Yes, but it's about like a glitch in the system where like phones are shut down and transportation stuff is shut down.
Okay.
Anyway, sounds like a thriller.
It is. Yes, it's a yes. And it's a political thriller. And they're in the Oval Office and they do like a wide shot from the ceiling down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of shows like the shape of the Oval Office. And Landon looks at me dead serious.
This
and
your
he
husband,
goes,
yes.
He goes, oh, I didn't know the Oval Office was named the Oval Office because it was oval. He said, I thought it stood for something. I don't know what it stood for,
like
but
it was
I
an acronym for
yes.
something.
I didn't. I couldn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
Right, just like,
I guess. I mean, like he's from a small town in Louisiana, so maybe we just chalk it up to like education,
right? Hasn't he's not a world traveler,
but he's gone 28 years of his life not knowing that the Oval Office is shaped like an oval and therefore it's called the Oval Office.
Yeah, what does oval stand for?
Oval. I couldn't. I just had no words.
I want to give him some comfort though.
Yeah,
because not getting things right this is sort of the same thing. Last night my daughter was over and you know she's about close to Landon's age,
mm-hmm.
and she went to MTSU. She graduated from there,
yeah.
right? But she was trying to name a big street in Murfreesboro, and she kept saying it wrong, and none of the names were the actual name in Murfreesboro, and it is a highly traveled road.
Okay, okay. Tell me what she said, and I'll try to guess what the real name is.
Yes.
Okay, okay,
yes,
it'll be fine.
Yes. Okay, so of her probably 6 to 8 attempts at trying to say the name of this road, this is the one that came up most often as her best idea of what it's called.
Yes.
She said, you know, it's on that really busy road, Old Phone Clark Folk.
She means Old Fort Parkway.
Yes. There was a couple of times where I said, do you mean Old Fort Parkway?
Yeah.
No, it's like Old Phone Clark Folk.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, granted, she'd had a long day at work.
Yeah.
She has a very stressful job.
Right.
Her brain was probably just fried for the day.
Yeah.
Plus, we were all a little bit off yesterday because of the time change.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, you got to chalk it up to that.
Yep.
But Oval Offices are oval.
Yeah.
And it's Old Fort Parkway.
My mom used to do things like that all the time. I need to get some of that lubricant stuff, that Z28 stuff. You mean WD-40, Mom? No, that's not it. It's some news came down just moments ago that has Frugal Jim balling up his tiny fists in fury.
Like the Arthur meme.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, he's angry Arthur is who he is.
Southwest, we thought we knew ye. They've been slowly changing.
Mm.
They're not the airline I used to know.
Aww.
They are going to start charging for bags May 28th. That was like one of the many things we loved about Southwest Airlines is their, you know, free bags policy. It could bring two bags
right.
and
you
not
have to
have
pay
to,
extra for it.
Yep.
But just like all the other airlines now, I don't know if it was peer pressure. I don't know. But they're going to start charging. You have to be one of the special, like, elite class member, special premium.
Double super, platinum
special
diamond.
Deluxe.
Exactly.
Superlative.
Double hamburger member. Deluxe. Mighty meal.
Silver bullet.
Yeah. There's a couple of things where you can get one free bag. Like, I happen to have, like, a Southwest branded credit card to earn, like, extra miles.
Oh, he's bougie.
So I get one bag.
Yeah. Oh,
I get a token bag. Mm. You know, the other one's got to pay.
Mm.
So now suitcases are going to hate each other. It's just bringing disharmony to everything.
So they're going to eventually be like, you know, Spirit Airlines, where you have to bring your own chair and everything?
Yeah, right.
Bring your own water.
Yeah. Bolt your stuff to the floor in case there's turbulence.
Yeah, bring your own water in case you need to flush the toilet.
Yeah. You can't use the bathroom on these planes.
Yeah,
you have to pay for it.
Pay toilets.
Nickel and dime us.
But I think, like, you know, maybe, just maybe, this is something that all of America can agree that we dislike.
Yeah, this is definitely going to bring
the country
together.
We are a divided nation, but if this is bringing us together, our hatred of what Southwest Airlines is doing.
I don't care. Red, blue, you're not going to like this.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the Morning. Hey, guess what? It's Gender Wars time. For the ladies in the audience, we have Corinne and Antioch. Good morning, Corinne.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good luck to you. Speak up good and loud for us. For the guys, we have Craig. He's in Murfreesboro. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
All right, let's warm up with a get acquainted question for both of you.
Sure. Let's go guys first today and say, Craig, what was your first job?
I worked in an Arby's when I was 15.
Oh,
that was the first job for me, too.
Did you get to use the cool meat slicer?
Oh, no, not at 15. They wouldn't let us.
Oh, yeah. All right,
didn't trust you with the sharp things.
Yeah. Corinne, what about you? Your first job?
My first job was a soccer ref at 14.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Nice. So you knew the game well enough at that point that they said, come.
Yeah.
Be in charge of all.
Nice.
All right, cool. Let's see how you do. You each have a screw, and we start with multiple choice questions.
All right, Corinne, here we go. Does Tom Cruise play a character named Ethan Hunt in Top Gun, Mission Impossible, or Jack Reacher?
Mission Impossible?
Yes, that is right.
That is correct.
Good job, good start.
Nice.
All right, Craig. In a formal dinner setting, does the dessert fork go on the right, the left, or above the plate?
We're gonna go left.
Left.
Ah, it's above. It's the dessert fork.
It's the dessert fork.
Yeah.
I don't dine in fancy formal dinner places anymore.
Me neither.
Yeah.
That's right.
I feel that.
Pinkies up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Corinne, you can take a big lead here. What does it mean if a baseball pitcher is called a southpaw?
God, I don't know.
No, I guess.
Nope, no answer. Okay.
That means he's left-handed. Left-handed.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The buzzer went off before you said screw.
So. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, that means you got a chance to tie it up here, Craig.
Craig, 3 months of a woman's pregnancy is called a what?
Trimester.
Yes.
Trimester.
All right.
Okay, we're tied up.
One question left for each of you.
Okay, Corinne, Crown Royal is a whiskey that comes from what country?
Mexico?
No.
Ooh.
But just as tariffy.
Yeah. It's from Canada. The country that doesn't like us anymore.
Okay, Craig.
You got a chance to win it with a correct answer here.
In Mean Girls, what accident does Regina George go to the hospital for?
She was hit by a bus.
She got hit by a bus.
It was a bus.
Woody, do you want to say what you wrote down?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Woody, he went a little street language.
Yeah.
Good job.
Awesome. We play Gender Wars every morning at 7:20 and 8:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. You know, Nashville is such an it city.
Yep.
That everybody wants to come here. Snoop Dogg was in town on Sunday night.
Oh.
And he showed up at Losers over in Midtown.
Yeah.
And I guess he joined the band on stage and did a countrified version of Gin and Juice.
It's like rolling down the street. We smoke and eat.
A girl is feeling herself.
Why would you not, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're singing with him.
I think he shot a music video with Ernest for their song.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I love
that.
He's come to town a lot. Snoop Dogg has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was something maybe like 5-6 years ago where somebody I know said he was like, he was in a club and he's just surrounded with the smoke, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
He's just like, I mean, you can't even barely see him through the smoke kind of thing.
It's like a foggy London night.
Yeah.
And my friend said, and there was all of a sudden like 15 cops descend on him and ask him for his autograph.
We're going to play our little game we call Snake Oil because that's the name of it. If you're not familiar with this game, it's a stack of cards. Each card has one word on it. We take two cards and have to make a product out of those two words that are put together.
At random.
And then we have to sell it to you immediately, QVC style.
Right.
All right.
So it's like, really, how quickly can you think and sell?
Yeah.
Remember the rules. You sell the product. You cannot say price.
Right.
Because it's got to be, you can't say blah, 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 and it's only 1 cent. It's got to be on your salesmanship and not the price.
Yes. Okay. And then we'll let you text us and vote which product you would buy. Of course, our text line is 615-553-0933.
Okay.
Who wants to begin?
I'll take the bullet.
Okay.
Jim
is going to go start.
Okay.
Going to go start.
My two cards are the yawn eraser. Oh, the yawn eraser.
Okay, sell it to us, Jim. Ready, go.
Okay. Have you ever been asked to go to the recital of a child you barely know and have to sit there for 4 hours in a chair hearing something boring and people you don't even care about? And you don't want to yawn because that would be rude. Just put the yawn eraser over your mouth, and it looks like you have a big smile, but you're yawning.
It hides your yawn. Very good.
It hides the yawn.
That was great.
Okay.
That was good.
That was nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Who would like to go next with their random product?
I can go, or do you want to go?
I don't care.
Gina, let's go. Let's have you go.
Gina, go. What do you got?
Oh, I'm nervous. Okay, traffic noise. Noise, traffic.
Traffic noise actually goes together really well.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay, we have 20 seconds. Sell it to us. Ready, go.
Okay, have you ever been stuck in traffic on your way to work or on the way home and there's just like, it's bumper to bumper, you can't get around, you can't switch lanes, you're just stuck?
Every time.
Every time, yeah. Mm. So enter the noise traffic. You just hit the button in your car and it lifts you up and you get to get ahead of all the traffic and you can get home in lickety split.
Lickety split.
I love this
idea. Nice. Okay.
Wow. Noise traffic turned into like a space car.
Yeah, some sort of like Jetsons
thing. I don't know. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Hey, you do what you got to do.
Yeah. I was just thinking traffic and how to get out of it.
Okay. No prep. Yeah. It's all good.
Okay. Last but not least, actually, probably last and least, is me. Okay. The two words I have are broom death.
Broom death.
No, let's swap that around. We'll make it death broom.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Do you work in a crematorium? You may need the death broom because so many employees are very, haphazardly where they put the ashes of someone's loved ones, and it's on the floor. You can scoop it up with the death broom and put it in an urn.
Yeah. Those were good.
It's like the manual version of the death Roomba.
Yeah, the Roomba.
Oh, gosh.
Roomba.
Okay.
All right, so now it's time for our listeners to decide whose product would you buy if you were given the opportunity?
Would it be the yawn eraser?
Yep. Or the noise traffic?
Or the death broom? You can choose. Three things you want to know this morning.
So those ghost chasing shows I never watch because they're so extremely unsatisfying and not interesting.
Where they're just in the dark going, what was that?
Did you hear that? It's kind of ironic that the most interesting thing about one of the stars of one of those shows actually happens off screen. The star of Ghost Adventures, Aaron Goodwin.
Okay.
His wife has been arrested in a murder-for-hire plot.
What? Ooh.
He was on location with some paranormal investigator, and I guess the police have all these records of her trying to hire someone to murder him.
Wow.
And she's in jail.
That's good.
So,
wow.
The Ghost Adventure star almost became a ghost if they didn't catch her.
They could have found themselves.
And he would definitely come back to haunt her.
Yeah.
Right.
If you are not a fan of pineapple on pizza, there's a pizza place in Australia called Bubba Pizza, and they've started adding oranges to their
pizza. Oranges on pizza.
Yeah. I guess a Australian rules footballer named Cooper Hamilton came up with it. So I guess it's very popular in Australia.
I like pineapple pizza once in a while.
Me too, me too.
Because if pineapple is like cooked right, it's actually very good.
Yeah.
And it's common, like Hawaiian dishes feature.
Yeah, but I don't know about oranges.
Oranges?
No.
You're pushing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about a warm orange.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're all in agreement. We're not going to try that.
All okay. Right.
Well, the Cheekwood Tulip Festival is in swing now that spring is kind of right around the corner. They've put in approximately 250,000 buds, and so they're starting to bloom.
Nice.
But the good news is Cheekwood on their Instagram has a tulip tracker. So you can see the progress of the flowers as they grow. So you can kind of
you can
figure
hit them
out
in
when
their
to go.
In their prime.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a great place to visit. It's just so pretty.
So
out there.
Pretty. Yeah, I don't think I've gone during springtime, but I've gone during like Christmas and fall.
Yeah.
So I might make a trek out there.
Oh, it's gorgeous to look at. Photograph. Mm-hmm. Great for Instagram.
Yeah.
Exactly. Votes are in. People have texted in their choice. Whose product would they buy?
Well, my streak has come to an end.
No.
Yes, it was Woody with the Death Broom.
Death Broom.
Oh. Honestly, I feel like this is the first time where all three products are like legit products.
Yes.
Could be.
You know, like if they were real, I would want all of them.
Woody sold to a niche audience.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
right,
yeah,
people that work at a crematorium.
Yeah.
You have to clean up after somebody spills a loved one's ashes.
Yes,
yeah, the Death Broom was, very effective for them.
Yes.
For them, it's it's a deal changer.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
Essential. Okay, a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra talking about pleasant encounters we've had with celebrities.
So let's start with Gina. Have you had a celebrity you ran into and you go, oh, they were really nice?
Yeah, the first one that comes to mind was with Kelsea Ballerini.
Oh, yeah, she's sweet.
Yeah, I went to the Kelly Clarkson show. It was a couple years ago. She was opening and she did a meet and greet. And she was so sweet. We walked up and my friend was getting married about a week later and she was obsessed with Kelsea Ballerini. So I asked her if she would mind, you know, just like saying hi and hi, you know, her name's Mo. Can you say hi? She was like, yeah, absolutely. She takes my phone. She's like, hey, Mo, I heard you're getting married. I'm like so happy for you. I hope you guys have a great marriage. You know, like she did like a minute long.
Above and beyond.
Absolutely.
She was like her best friend. Yeah.
Yeah, she was so sweet about it. So that's always stuck out in my mind.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. And they're nicer than you always hoped they would be.
Right.
Enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
Not like, oh.
Yeah.
I can't believe I got to do a nice thing for a fan.
Exactly. Yeah.
A few years ago, we were fortunate enough to be able to host the anniversary performance of Napoleon Dynamite.
Right.
And John Heder, who was Napoleon Dynamite, was awesome.
We did a question and answer thing after the movie.
Yeah, we had people taking questions from the crowd. And then afterwards, my son, Jeff, was a huge fan of Napoleon Dynamite. So I had him record a video that I gave to Jeff, my son, later.
Uh-huh.
And he's going like, hey, Jeff, give me some of your tots.
It was pretty cool.
It was funny. It was kind of cool.
Tina, you fat lard.
Yeah. Tina, you fat lard, come eat.
Yeah.
Those guys from that movie were really cool. They were a lot of fun.
They were really nice.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because my nice celebrity story also has me doing something for somebody else. Like, Gina, you did it for your friend who's getting married. What do you do for your son?
Right.
Howard Jones, the guy who did this song.
Yeah, he had a string of hits.
Yeah. He came and played at my college.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I got to go backstage, and a friend of mine that didn't go to school with me, but came to the concert anyway, came backstage with me, and I said, hey, would you mind signing some autographs for my friend here? And my friend, Skinny Dave, he was infatuated with this girlfriend of his at this time, right?
Yeah.
And so we had pictures of Howard Jones that he could sign for us, and he's like, okay, yeah, I got a pen right here. And he said, what's your name? Dave, you want me to write this out to Dave? And he goes, no, could you write it out to my girlfriend? And he goes, okay, well, what's her name? Could you write it out to Boo Boo Kins?
Oh.
Boo Boo Kins. Aww.
Her name was Sue.
But her close friends call her Boo Boo Kins.
Boo Boo Kins. He's like, hey, to Boo Boo Kins,
oh,
all the best.
My gosh.
Howard Jones. Yeah, so that was a little weird. But he was very cool about it.
That's
nice. Yeah, you'll love that. That's very cool. Fun, pleasant encounters with celebrities. Maybe on the show tomorrow morning, we can talk about unpleasant encounters we had with celebrities.
Yeah.
Because there's been many more of those.
Mm-hmm.
How long you got?
Yeah.
Long show. But,
all right.
Yeah, let's do the focus on the positive.
Yes.
Back to the podcast.
We need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
So the Nashville Zoo for the past 10 years has been doing something that is really cool. There's two vets there. Their names are both Heather.
Okay.
The Heathers.
The Heathers. Yeah, in a good way, though.
Right.
They created this thing called the Teddy Bear Clinic, where kids can bring in their stuffed animals of all kinds, and they get checked out by these two vets at the zoo.
That's adorable.
It is really sweet. And so they bring their stuffed animals in, and I think it's to kind of like help the kids along a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's pretty sweet.
I hope they feel a little less nervous, when they think of doctors, and that it's not scary.
Does Olivia need any medicine today? So give it a couple really good squeezes.
Yeah, really sweet. They had
medicine for the stuffed animals.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
They had 100 volunteers helping out this year. They saw 1,000 patients.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, every single slot was sold out, if you will, over the 2 days. And there's no date next year, but they will have it next year. So
that's awesome. That's a cool tradition they're doing.
Absolutely.
I think that's cool, too. I think it, too, could inspire kids to, go into the STEM
stuff.
Yeah,
become absolutely veterinarians themselves.
Yeah. Join the sciences.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. There you go. It's a mood boost from Woody and Jim. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM. We're all fans of 007, James Bond.
Right.
Who will be the new one?
Ladies love him. Guys want to be him.
Right.
Right? And the movies are fun. And there hasn't been a James Bond movie in over 4 years.
Right.
Since Daniel Craig said goodbye to the franchise.
Right.
And there is some news. So the James Bond films have always been under tight control by just a few people who've made them over the entire span of James Bond. And one of them is, this is so funny because I don't know her name pronunciation. It's either Kathy Broccoli. Kathy Broccoli.
I always laugh at the beginning of James Bond movies. It said a broccoli presentation.
Yes.
Chopping broccoli.
Maybe it's Broccoli. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's been in charge of picking the next James Bond, the plots to the movies, hugely influential.
Yeah.
And Amazon recently purchased the rights to James Bond, but she was still kind of in charge.
She can give the yes or no to whoever they pick to be James Bond.
Well, apparently Jeff Bezos gave his minions an edict. Apparently they weren't getting along with Kathy Broccoli.
Yes.
And Jeff Bezos said, give her any amount of money to get out of here. Apparently she had rejected all their ideas, saying they had terrible ideas. Their casting ideas were terrible.
I bet they were, too.
And they probably were.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Jeff Bezos is upset because everybody says he looks like he should be a James Bond villain. You know, Dr. Evil-ish, you know, with a cat in his lap.
Right? I mean,
kill them. Kill them all.
Yeah. While he's petting his cat.
If the shoe fits. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, I don't know if this was started before the ousting of Kathy Broccoli Bacoli.
Yes.
But there are some front runners, and I'm so glad because my thing is, I don't want to recognize James Bond.
Right.
Like when Daniel Craig became James Bond,
I didn't know who he was. Yeah, yeah, but he was very good.
It made him more real. Like, yeah. I don't want to see somebody I've seen in 16 other movies.
Right.
Yeah, because it's like a typecast thing or like you associate them with something else.
Yeah, a bunch of names have been thrown around, like Henry Cavill, people like that.
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
All great people and really, you know, fun to watch, but... Like, it would be hard to see them as James Bond because we just know them as so many other characters.
Right.
Hey, Superman's being James Bond now.
Yeah,
that
would be weird.
Yeah. So there's a new name that has come to the short list, and it is an actor named Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And he is most recently in Nosferatu and Kraven the Hunter, the most recent one.
I see his picture there you posted. Yeah, I can see that.
If you go to the 93.3 Totally Hits app and just scroll down just one thumb, you can see a picture of Aaron Taylor Johnson. I'm thinking, yeah, he could do it.
Yeah.
He broke hearts like 10 years ago because he ended up marrying a director who is Sam Taylor Johnson, I believe her name is.
Okay.
She directed I wanted to say Grey's Anatomy, but it's not Grey's Anatomy. it was the books that were made to TV or to movies, and it was like based around sex and based in Seattle. Oh my gosh, why can't I think of this? It's
your basic rom com, sex
anyway.
In Seattle hospital show. Yeah, I remember that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Torture? Was
yes.
it 50 Shades?
Yes,
was
50
it?
Shades of Grey. Oh. Goodness gracious. I don't know why Grey's Anatomy came to mind. It was the Seattle correlation.
Which one had more sex?
Yeah.
I think Grey's
Probably
Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, yeah.
Okay.
But she's like 30 years older than him.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, but they're still going strong. But he's like 7 years older than her daughter.
And
yeah, so there's a lot to
so
go on there.
So she rubbed the cradle a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. But he's not hard on the eyes, that's for sure.
Like you, we speak in fluent movie quotes.
Yeah. I definitely think this is like more of a guy thing.
Yeah.
Like guys use movie quotes, you know, like number one rule of Fight Club.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm the king of the world.
Right, or oh, behave.
Yeah. There's a kind of a thing going around on TikTok where... people say, like, okay, what's the movie quote that you use from a movie, but it's not famous?
Right.
So that when you use it in regular life, the people around you go, huh? Like, you know what I mean?
If I said, because there's the ones that are very famous movie quotes. But
show
then there's
me the money.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, people, they go, oh, yeah, that's from that movie with Tom
Mary
Cruise.
McGuire,
and
Jerry
blah, blah, blah.
And
so... what is the movie quote that most people don't recognize but that you use in your daily life? Mm. I want to ask you guys. Woody, I know you have a lot of these with your sons.
My sons, yeah. We will quote back and forth all the time.
One of
our favorites is from Dodgeball.
All
right, tell me the quote.
Okay. Yeah.
Give me the quote first.
Okay.
Because then we can kind of guess, but this one's okay.
And the quote is, oh, yeah, get in there good and deep now.
Okay, that's
I don't remember
creepy.
That one.
It was
but...
a very awkward moment where they were doing a car wash to raise money, and a guy was like, you know, wanting him to scrub the wheels in his tires.
Oh, I remember that. It was Justin Long.
Yeah, get in there good and neat, boy. So yeah, we say that to each other to make each other very uncomfortable
for that all the time.
Not all the time.
Okay. But,
you know, all right. When the situation, you know.
Presents itself. Yeah. Yes. That's funny. I like that.
But if anybody outside your family heard you, they go what?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Creeper doing?
Yeah.
Gina, do you have one of those things that you throw out there?
Yeah. So this is from Benchwarmers, that movie with Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
So it's when he's at bat, or not him, but another guy, and the catcher goes, "You're still out," and he goes, "You're still fat." So whenever I'm like, if I'm wrong or something, I'll think that, and I'll be like, "You're still wrong, but you're still fat."
Which just sounds super mean.
Super mean.
Didn't know.
Oh my gosh, but yeah.
That you're quoting the movie.
It's one of my favorite movies.
It's fun with body shaming.
Yeah. I have so many, but there's one I use with my son because this is like one of our favorite movies together. It's the term desk pop.
Okay.
And usually it's a term like if somebody does a rookie move. Mm. So it's from the movie The Other Guys.
We need a Woody and Jim.
Starring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg as cops.
Right, right.
And it's about they do the scene in which they, you know, talk about convincing
somebody who's a rookie cop for the past 10 years has been doing something that's really cool. They shoot their gun into the air once a time as like a rookie initiation.
Yeah. And they go, "Oh yeah, everybody's done it. It's called
the Heathers." Yeah, in a good way though.
Right.
They created
and they
this
get their gun taken
thing
away.
Called,
yeah,
the teddy bear clinic,
giving Will Ferrell a wooden gun to carry with them all the time.
Yeah, stuffed animals, all kinds.
Whenever there's a rookie mistake.
And they get checked out by these two vets at the zoo.
That's adorable.
It is really sweet. And so they bring their stuffed animals in, and I think it's to kind of like help the kids along a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's pretty sweet.
I hope they feel a little less nervous, you know, when they think of doctors, and that it's not scary.
Does Olivia need any medicine today? To give it a couple really good squeezes.
Yeah, really sweet. They had
medicine for the stuffed animals.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
They had 100 volunteers helping out this year. They saw 1,000 patients.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, every single slot was sold out, if you will, over the 2 days. And there's no date next year, but they will have it next year. So
that's awesome. That's a cool tradition they're doing.
Absolutely.
I think that's cool, too. I think it, too, could inspire kids to, like, go into the STEM
stuff.
Yeah,
become veterinarians themselves.
Yeah. Join the sciences.
Yeah. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. There you go. It's a mood boost from Woody and Jim. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Three things you want to know this morning.
Is this the reclamation of Justin Timberlake? Things have not been going very well for him lately.
Yeah.
You know, there's been some scandals. There's been some personal stuff. His albums have kind of bombed the last few times.
Right.
He's not selling tickets on his tour. I've heard he's even considering something he would never do, which is do something with NSYNC again. So he's kind of that. But, like, you know, one of the things that people were really mad at him about was stuff that we found out when Britney Spears gained her freedom. They're like, you know, Justin treated her badly.
Yeah.
Well, Britney Spears did one of her dancing videos, and it looked like she should be getting dollar bills.
Right. But she's spinning with too much eye makeup on and knives.
Yeah. She got a cowboy hat on, and she was dancing to Senorita from Justin Timberlake. Is this a kind of like backhand way of saying we're good?
Maybe they're going to pose together in denim again.
Wouldn't that be great? One of those famous MTV moments.
Yeah.
All right.
We all know that Memphis is a violent place. If you're from Memphis, no offense, and also congratulations on getting out alive. Here is a news anchor in Memphis with an interesting gunplay story.
We want to get you to some breaking news just out of our newsroom here at Fox 13. A man is in the hospital after being shot in the leg overnight. Memphis police say he was shot by his dog. Seriously. That's right. This happened just before 4 a.m. at a home on Whitney Avenue in Fraser. Wow. Police say the man was lying in the bed with a girl with a gun on the bed. Police say his dog jumped up on the bed, got his paw stuck in the trigger, and ended up hitting the trigger, shooting the man in the thigh. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Even the dogs are armed.
Even the dogs are armed in Memphis.
I don't know. I also think this dog could be framed. I mean, like, he can't even defend himself and say it wasn't him. Like,
yeah,
it could
have
been, you know, one of the two people in the bed.
Well, they had to have taken his, like, paw print.
I think so.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Would they, like, pull the prints from the gun?
He says he's innocent, but when we bring up the shooting, he wags his tail. Obviously loves it.
Look at his little puppy dog eyes. Yeah, he couldn't have done it.
We checked his prints. He's got a rap sheet as long as mine. I won't even finish it. wow.
Yeah, Gina. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of airlines, Spirit Airlines have added 6 new flight destinations for Nashville.
Cool.
You have Cleveland, Chicago, Kansas City, Milwaukee, Myrtle Beach, and San Antonio.
Okay.
I love it.
I feel like are all pretty short flights, so should be tolerable on Spirit Airlines.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the comfiest airline, but hey, if it's nonstop and it gets you there cheap,
exactly.
Bring a pillow to sit on. It's fun.
What are we doing the rest of the day, guys?
I have some meetings for my other job, and then I am going to Bible study. I am.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Good night for tonight.
Speaking it into existence.
All right.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a national napping day, and I took it very seriously.
Good.
So I have to go out and do all the things I meant to do yesterday today. Because
Procrastination
is really good, because that means I always have something to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything to do today.
Yeah.
So to find out what Woody's doing today, listen to the end of yesterday's podcast.
Yeah. And then say, wash, rinse, repeat. What are you doing, Jim?
They're supposed to do like a brush pickup any day now in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we've got some like a bush or two and like a tiny tree that's kind of died. I mean, it's like really tiny. It's like 5 feet tall. I got to like just cut those down and put them out by the side of the road.
All right. You're doing manly stuff.
Yeah.
Pulling up trees by the roots.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to the Bible study tonight. Not the same one as Gina, but, you know, same thing, two places.
Nice.
Y'all have a terrific day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.